a city ordinance that you can't change anything in down there without their approval.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can't, you know, knock out your living room wall and make a den and change your house without them, unless it'll make it, change it back to what the way it was, because a lot of them were changed in like the 30s into rooming houses, and if you wanted to convert it back to the way it was in its heyday, well, then they might approve that.
How big an area is that?
It's King William Street itself, which is about 4 or 5 blocks long.
Yeah.
And the streets that are parallel for about 4 or 5 blocks on both directions.
Okay.
Maybe a mile square, 2 miles.
Then some rich people still live down there?
Some rich people still live down there. And then, like I said, some of them have been put into boarding houses with some very poor people also.
Okay.
But they're trying to get rid of the poor people because it takes like $500,000 to renovate one of these old houses.
Yeah.
My brother's an architect and he's real interested.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's got one. And
that's great.
But now, the other rich people that were a little bit later than those would all, might live in Terrell Hills, which is an older section, but it also has some newer houses.
Where is it?
It's right across the highway from here. It's south, north from town, about 5 miles downtown.
Is it around Trinity, kind of?
No, it borders Fort Sam Houston, Alma Heights, San Antonio, along, what is the border? New Braunfels is one of its boundaries, and that's also up San Antonio, and you cross New Braunfels and you're in Alma Heights. And as far over as, I don't know what the western boundary of Alma Heights, and then further down is Terrell Hills. But it's over on Rittman Road is one of the boundaries.
Yeah.
And then Loop on the other side. It goes from, you know, Rittman goes over to the Loop.
Okay.
And then on the other side is Fort Sam. And then just one of those streets is between San Antonio and
Okay, so this is generally sort of northeast area.
Yeah, it is in the northeast. It's only about 5,000 people. And it was, you know, 40 years ago, it was a little town out from San Antonio.
Oh.
The city limits.
Yeah.
It's probably almost as old as San Antonio as well. Well, maybe 100 years old. And then real close to it is Alma Heights.
Yeah.
And that's also a little town, but it's less exclusive than Terrell Hills. And then some people, real wealthy people, are going out and building real nice homes way out in the city.
In the suburbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And all these people that you're talking about now are white?
Most of them.
Okay.
But then there are a lot of very affluent Mexican Americans.
Because
the distribution of population, it would be almost everyone would be suppressed because whites are a minority here. So.
Yeah. The Mexican Americans who are real affluent, do they live mixed in with the white community or do they live with the Mexican American community?
That's hard to say. They might live with a group of rich Mexican Americans, but that group would be surrounded by the whites.
By whites,
Because there are so many Mexican Americans, they're really, and whites that are wealthy, that they just live together. It's just the poor people that are so terribly secluded.
So, like, if you were a wealthy Mexican American, you might live on a block that had other Mexican Americans on it, but
it also had other whites.
Yeah, of the same economic bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, where do the poorest people in San Antonio live?
On the West Pine.
Okay.
And some close to downtown.
Okay, and they're mostly what?
Well, because of the population ratio, I would say that the majority would be Mexican American. But then also there's a percentile of whites.
What about blacks? Do they live in the West or not?
There's not very many blacks in San Antonio, but I'm